Now, obviously, as I mentioned before, about a man who's been long linked with Leeds United, and we've seen him in the kit now, looking at some pictures on the Sunderland Echo website of Will Buckley, who looks to be going for this loan move to Leeds United, but they're waiting for the dates to match up so they can get everything sorted for a continuation of this loan. It's been rubber stamped. It looks like it's going to be rubber stamped on Friday, and we can announce it then. But Dick Advocaat's been saying that he's definitely left the squad, and this loan move's happening. So what can we expect from Will Buckley at Leeds United then?
It's difficult to judge because obviously I've only seen him in the Premier League. I think obviously he was a favourite of Gus Poyet from their time together at Brighton. He came up here and he started quite positively. I think, though, after a while, it became evident that he didn't quite have that touch and that extra burst of pace, which he'd probably need to make it in the Premier League. Having said that, I think Buckley will be a perfect fit for Leeds. I think championship-wise, I think he'll be absolutely fine, no problem. I just think he's lacked that extra little X factor to make it in the Premier League. Obviously he's come up through the divisions from his days at Rochdale, and I think I just wonder whether it was a step too far from his move last summer.
Looking at his time at Sunderland, it really did feel like it was a case that he would be moving on the moment Gus Poyet was told he was free to leave. Obviously, Dick Advocaat not really giving him too much game time.
No, I mean, he was very much a favourite of Poyet. Poyet had tried to bring both him and Liam Bridcut from Brighton in the January window, just a couple of months after he'd taken the job. He only managed to get Bridcut and then went back in for Buckley last summer and eventually got him. I think very much so when Poyet went, the writing has probably been on the wall for both of them, really. Buckley only made one start under Advocaat at the end of last season. Sunderland made it pretty clear that they were trying to offload him during the summer. He hasn't even been in the squad this season. He's been playing for the under-21s. And it's just really been a case of agreeing a deal financially for him to leave the club. Leeds have been talking to him for weeks and weeks, really, and it's just been trying to reach that accommodation over wages, how much would Sunderland pay, etc. But now, obviously, we're on the verge of the move being sealed on Friday, and then possibly, if it goes well, then he could join Leeds permanently in the January window.
Yeah, it looks like that deal is going to go through that way, it seems. Obviously, like I said, with the, you know, matching all the dates up, making sure that everything works out and they can sort this deal out in January. That's how they wanted to work it. It's really been an interesting career for Will, hasn't it? And hopefully he's going to do a lot better at Leeds United. As you said, I think he might add something extra to the squad, something they might have been missing. Obviously, they do really need to pick up a few results. It's not exactly gone Uwe Rosler's way recently, and there is a tiny bit of pressure hanging around there. Hopefully, the arrival of Will Buckley will remove some of that pressure.
Yeah, I think it's a very good signing for Leeds. I think he's a proven championship winger, and you're getting him initially on a loan deal. So you can see if he's still got it, if he's still got that burning hunger. And then there's obviously the option to bring him in January, probably for less than half that Sunderland paid for him 12 months ago. So I think it's a very good deal for us.
Now let's talk about the other rumour that's been flying around today. And this has been, you know, rumour to be happening, and then all of a sudden his representatives are saying, oh, well, no, this is not really the case. It's, of course, the man who used to play for Sheffield Wednesday, and, of course, the former Sunderland manager, Paolo Di Canio. Apparently, representatives from Di Canio's camp have contacted Rotherham United about taking over from Steve Evans, who, of course, was, he departed the club earlier on this week. What do you know about this? What's going on with this situation?
Only really what I've read today. Di Canio has been out of work since it's 2 years and 8 days since he got the bullet up here at Sunderland. He's been desperate to get back in ever since then, really. He's particularly wanted to manage again in England. I think the big problem has been the manner of his departure at Sunderland. He fell out with a lot of players in his final few months here, obviously after keeping the club in the Premier League. The players eventually had to go to the board and make their concerns known, and he was removed from his position. I think a lot of clubs will have reservations over him. I think at the same time, as I've seen that the Vicario's representatives have approached Rotherham. Seems that Rotherham have also seemed to have distanced themselves from the idea of him taking charge. I think it will take a club who's prepared to take a big chance on him. I think you can see that from the amount of time he spent out of management now.
I was going to say, looking at his reputation, despite the work he did at Swindon Town and the bit of success he had at Sunderland, there was a lot of baggage which came with him, wasn't there? The altercations he had with players and also the disruption he had with the squads.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the ketchup stuff is the infamous one where he banned it from the kitchen at the training ground. But there's a lot that's gone on. That went on up here, and I think it really tarnished his reputation. I think at Swindon there was obviously a lot of things that came out, but he was still getting results. But that wasn't the case when he came up here.
Yeah, it didn't really work out, did it? In the end, it was. It's going to be an interesting point if they go for it, because like we were saying, it seems to be a bit of a risk. He's got that reputation, hasn't he? And he was such a good player. He really was.
But yeah.
Maybe he can't just make that transition properly.
I think it's the management aspect of it. I think it's so important now in management. You've really got to identify with your players and bring the best out of players who are earning tens of thousands of pounds a week. And that's not always an easy challenge. I think at Swindon, he was obviously dealing with players further down the pecking order. He was maybe able to get them to do double training sessions every single day of the week. And rule with that iron fist, whereas you can't necessarily do that in the Premier League. That was the reservation when he was appointed, and it probably still was after he went.
You know, if you bent him out of sauce, I'm pretty sure you're not going to be popular with quite a few other players or anyone, really. You know what I mean? It's like, you might as well just ban bacon butties as well while you're at it.
Exactly. Never going to get down well, is it?